AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Approval is expected in the House on President Biden's big $1.9 trillion coronavirus economic relief bill. But Republican opposition from people like Texas's Jody Arrington is strong.
It's a $2 trillion blue state boondoggle and a Trojan horse for their reckless partisan policies. It's because Speaker Pelosi is throwing your tax dollars at Democrat cronies like a float captain throws beads at a Mardi Gras parade.
House approval sends the bill to the president for his signature. Massachusetts Democrat Richard Neal says this bill is big, but this is the time to go big.
We are a nation in a constant state of mourning. Sadly, we cannot take away the pain and the suffering of our friends, neighbors, and loved ones, but with this seismic legislation, we are delivering much-needed help and relief to millions of our fellow Americans.
A dominant feature of the bill is assistance to lower- and middle-income families. The nation's top infectious disease specialist says there can be big steps toward normalcy even before enough people are immune from the coronavirus to reach herd immunity. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's estimated between 70 and 85% of the population needs to be immune to reach herd immunity.
We would hopefully get to that point somewhere by the end of the summer and the early fall.
But as more people get vaccinated,
you don't have to wait until you get full herd immunity to get a really profound effect on what you could do.
And more government restrictions can be lifted as the vaccination pace ramps up. Only about 10% of the population is now fully vaccinated. Sagar Magani, Washington.
One of the leaders of the recent World Health Organization led mission to China to investigate the start of the pandemic, expects to get results fairly soon within the next few years. Stability in the bond market translates into gains for stocks. This is AP News. Expectations are running high in Iraq after Pope Francis's visit there.
A young resident of Kirakosh says when the Pope comes here, it means that he's saying that things are good and going well. And this is a country where there is coexistence among the various components of society. During the trip, Francis travelled by helicopter across the Nineveh Plains to the small Christian community of Kirakosh. Residents now send a confident message which they hope will encourage others to return and rebuild their homes. A middle-aged man tells the AP, emigre Iraqis need some assurance before returning. I mean, he says, all of this loss has to be compensated. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A man sought in the killings of four people in New Mexico and one in New Jersey was arrested this morning in St. Louis. Sean Lennon is a person of interest in the deaths of his ex-wife and three men. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.